Joyce is laughing at me. I don't know if we're back on the air, but I think we will be soon. Maybe somebody can give me a signal if we are on the air. I know we're webcasting. And again, I'd like to ask the board members who are in the room to please come up and take your seat. I don't know what happened to Ray. Ray is coming up. Who else? Jabari? Jabari. Ray, maybe you could get Jabari, yeah. Okay. I don't know where George is or Marion or Jane. I think probably a number of people left the building. It's probably warmer outside. They went out to get warm. But we do have enough to begin. We have there are seven of us here, so we do have enough to begin. Are we on the air? Do we know if we're on BAI and we're about to be on the air? If you could just raise your hand when we are on, that'd be great. Again, I do want to thank the people who are helping with all the technical work today. There's basically two agenda items. Oh, I'm sorry. Three agenda items for the afternoon. But we are running late. And I'm really surprised that we're running late.
Leslie, I've been sitting here for an hour waiting for you to start.
I'm shocked and horrified that we are running late. It's five after.
I move that we adopt the bylaws as proposed.
And I second.
All those in favor? Second? Raise your hand. Okay, that's it. Next.
Okay, that's
let the record
work.
Reflect.
Excellent work. Okay. We have a bylaws discussion. We had set aside 3 hours. This may sound shocking to some, but I think the work that we have to do today can be done in, hopefully can be done in less than 3 hours. And then we have race and nationality and some discussion about our next steps in that work and the affiliates program. And we have a report on some of that. There are two other items that I mentioned yesterday at the beginning of the meeting that if we can squeeze into today, at least one of them would be great. And that is to our schedule of meetings, of board meetings, which I want to take up after we talk about the bylaws, because we may need to have another bylaw special meeting. But, you know, we want to look at the whole package. And then also the memo from Matthew Lazar that I circulated about an upcoming hearing by the FCC. Folks, I really need people in the room to be quiet. It's a really, really, really simple issue. We need everyone to be quiet. I don't know how else to say it. Okay. Thank you. I'm hopeful that some of the other board members come back in the room soon. Are we on the air? Okay. We are, I believe, back on, and we want to again welcome people who are listening at WBAI in New York and at KPFA in Berkeley. And I believe also this afternoon we're joined by folks in Southern California at KPFK. And we want to welcome all of you who are listening. Oh, I'm sorry, and I, of course, forgot here in Washington, WPFW. And actually, for those folks in the Washington area who are listening, I want to invite you to come to the meeting this afternoon. If you come, bring an extra coat. It's a little cool in the room we're meeting in. And we'll be meeting tomorrow as well. We're at All Souls Church at 16th and Harvard, Northwest. I'm sure many of the listeners of WPFW know the church as many activities here in the community. And we also want to invite you to come later this evening where there will be a reception with members of the Interim Pacifica National Board as well as the general managers from the stations, the lab chairs and lab members, the local advisory board members from the different labs around the country, as well as listener activists. And that will begin at 6:30 here at the church as well. So I do want to extend this invitation to everybody in the Washington, D.C. area who's listening to the broadcast today, and we'll announce that again later. Okay, we're running late, so we really need to get into it. The next item on the agenda is bylaws. Many months ago, and actually even just a few weeks ago, it's obvious to me now, I very foolishly thought that we might be ready to actually vote or do something approaching voting on the bylaws. That is not going to happen today. We are not ready. We are not finished with this process and ready to do that. But there is some important work that we do need to get done today on the bylaws. Part of what we need to do, and I'm sort of going backwards in order, is we need to figure out what the rest of the process is going to be and what the time frame is going to be, and figure out in that context what other special meetings might need to happen, when a draft will be ready to go to a lawyer to review, et cetera, et cetera. So some of this time during this agenda item will be on the process, on timing for the next phase of the bylaws work. The main thing, it seems to me, that I want to suggest that we focus on in terms of the substantive issues in the bylaws is related to is about the elections model. Let me just put that aside for a second. I just wanted to put that on the table. That's, I think, the main substantive issue we need to talk about. There are other issues in the bylaws that we still have not addressed. Donna Gould from New York reminded us this morning about, or last night, about the sections or a list of items related to the rights of members. A proposal on that going into the bylaws. There are issues about the amending of the bylaws that we haven't gotten to. There's issues about the at-large members that we haven't really tackled. It's got mentioned, got kicked around a little bit. We haven't really settled on it. I may be forgetting some others. What we need to do is identify those very clearly so we're sure what we need to do as we think through the process of who needs to be discussing what. Where the straw polls need to be taken. That is in the interim national board and at the local lab level, and how we put those together. The most, I think by anybody's fair assessment of this whole process, the most difficult and controversial issue has been the election model. That has really been a discussion or a focus of discussion now for quite a few months, really. For many months in some places, but certainly on this interim board, we've looked at it a few times, and certainly at our last special meeting in Houston, we had quite a bit of discussion about it. And in fact, out of that discussion in Houston, we made a decision to ask each of the five labs to convene meetings if they hadn't already had one scheduled between the meeting in Houston 2 weeks ago and this meeting today. We asked them to convene special meetings, particularly to look at the election model. I believe, yes, all five of the labs did meet, and we really very much appreciate that. We know this was pretty short notice and included a holiday weekend in between, a long weekend. So we very much appreciate the leadership of the lab chairs in making those meetings happen, and all the lab members who participated, who rearranged their schedules and managed to get to those meetings, as well as the listener activists who went to those meetings. This is an important part of this process, and we appreciate the fact that people took this up at the last minute and made those meetings happen. So what I want to propose here, the way I'd like to move, is to hear reports from each of the lab chairs or some representative from each lab as to what your lab, what agreements you came to, or whether or not you came to agreement on an election model, so that we can get the benefit of those meetings. Then, based on what you hear. But based on what we all hear from you, we will figure out, you know, how to proceed and make some assessment about how much more discussion is needed or how do we go into the next phase of actually nailing this down. I want to make this point up front very, very clearly. I am not saying at this point in this discussion whether or not there will be more discussion at this meeting on the election model. Right? We have to hear what the reports are from the five labs and see where we are once we hear those reports. Based on that, we as the board, as the interim board, will figure out how we want to proceed. Do we feel there would be a need, there is a need for more discussion with all of you or not? Can we move on to the next phase? So I'm not, I just want to be clear that I know this is an important issue for everybody in the room, that there may not be further discussion on this issue today. Okay, I'm not making that determination 100% right now. I'm just laying a foundation here. Okay, so what I'd like to do is ask each of the lab chairs, or I guess Fozzie's here as the vice chair from LA, to really try to get to the essence of what your lab voted on. I think we've all heard a lot of the motivational speeches and the background and the thinking about stuff, to just share with us what your lab voted on. And I want to start with BAI in New York, then PFW in Washington, then KPFT in Houston, then KPFK in LA, and KPFA in Berkeley, just kind of swinging around the country. Okay, so Miguel Maldonado from the WBAI lab in New York City.
Well, the meeting took place last Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., and after a brief discussion on those issues that we didn't have a chance to look before, especially the introduction of the hybrid model that was something new to the lab. But in any event, we had the opportunity to discuss that with the different listeners, and everybody did a presentation, and KPFA model in terms of the mechanism for the election, as well as the hybrid model, who also do some presentation. And there was a new element, even when the mandate was to discuss those two issues, since the WBAI lab previously voted to support the Stroop vote to support the constituency model. There was a third motion in terms of the constituency model that was also was explained there, and the mechanism they have for the election. So the vote was as follow. There was 2 for KPFA, no vote for the hybrid model, and 7 vote present at the meeting for the constituency model, plus one of the brother from the lab who's been sick for the last 6 months was on the phone, who also I was told that he voted for the constituency model. And that was basically the result of the with the New York lab meeting. There was no abstention. Oh, Cecilia.
Okay.
One abstention, okay. There was 0 vote for the hybrid model, 2 vote for the KPFA, 7 vote present at the meeting for the constituency model, 1 person on the phone, that may A, plus 1 abstention. That was the result of the WBAI lab, and that's what we more or less stand right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for that model of brevity. Yes. Okay, now we have WPFW. Who's giving the... Sam Husseini.
Hi, Sam Husseini, chair of the WPFW lab. We had a meeting this past Monday, a prolonged meeting on bylaws. It was our first, most in-depth discussion that we've had. We had a series of, I followed the model of the national board in terms of straw polls, basically, about where people were leaning and so on. A proposal was put forward by a listener who's been attending a lot of lab meetings to basically have two types of supporters for the working terms for those would be activist supporter who would have voting rights and would be expected to participate in some form of activism, and get emails and so on and be expected to act on that, and then other people who are simply listener sponsors who would not and would not have voting rights in the governing structure. It was needed. It was felt that this needed to be further clarified, and it was emphasized by the group, the preponderance of the feeling that was that this should be a self-selecting thing in terms of who fits into what category. It should be self-selecting. That passed by 12 to 1. When we did straw polls on the different models, when I put forward simply the KPFA model or the hybrid model and attempted to get people to vote for one or the other, you know, straight up or down, it was 4-2. KPFA, the KPFA model got 4 votes. The hybrid model got 2 votes when I attempted to constrict the vote to simply those two things on the table. When I put forward neither on the table, the KPFA model had 1 vote, the hybrid model had 2 votes, and neither had 9 votes. We had done a presentation of the KPFA model. Some people from New York came down and gave a very good presentation of the hybrid model that I found very informative. And Jabari also did a outline of the model that he was putting forward. When I put that up for a straw poll, the KPFA model got 1 vote, the hybrid model got the same 2 votes, and the Zakiya model got 8 votes. It was also, similarly to the other proposal, the two-tier membership proposal, felt that the Zakiya model really needed to be further clarified, and people still had a lot of questions about it, but they liked a lot about what they heard, and I think that that accounted for the preponderance of support for that.
I'm sorry, maybe it was just me, but could you just say what the bottom line is? What had most support?
Most support when it was put on the table, the Zakiya model had the most support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you say that that Jabari presented both models?
No, Jabari presented his own model. People from New York presented the hybrid model. Myself and Grimsby Hubbard presented the KPFA model.
Okay. Texas, moving on to Texas, KPFT.
In the interest of being concise, I'd like to just read what I had wrote, okay, but no time to print.
Sure.
The KPFT lab was polled in a special meeting on Tuesday, December 3rd, 2002. Members of the committee voted on bylaws were also polled, and their votes were followed those of the lab member.
I'm sorry to interrupt you for 1 second. There's some stuff being circulated on there. Could people put it aside and listen to the reports? Thank you.
The sense of the committee was that there should be no quotas, but rather a goal of racial and gender balance achieved through outreach. We believe that goodwill and hard work will give us a board that represents our diversity and will more likely end up with a listening audience that not only corresponds more closely to our population, but one that will be more active at the station. We also feel that this model will avoid possible legal pitfalls that may follow the manipulation of votes cast. To be sure there will be a sincere, dedicated effort toward outreach, a diversity committee will be formed with representation from each LSB to make a survey of each listening area, the on-the-air programming, the staff, including programmers. This information will be used to set goals for the coming period, and the committee will report regularly on the progress. The PNB will step in cases of intransigence. We would like to hold this out as an alternative should legal minds find the KPFA model risky. In a second vote, where the choice was either KPFA or the KPFT model, the lab was split with 1 vote more going to the KPFA. It was felt by many that we might be the third of 5 stations to give it the go-ahead, and there was a strong feeling expressed that we should get on with the bylaws and the elections. On the first go-round, we had a chance to vote for or to vote that you would stand against and veto a particular model. And the KPFA model had no vetoers.
The
vote, it was 7-6 when it was simply which model do you prefer. And when we put it to a vote of the KPFA model versus the KPFT, The KPFA model got one more vote than the KPFT model. The hybrid got absolutely one vote and was rejected by the rest of the board. There was just absolutely no interest in it whatsoever.
How many vetoes did the KPFT propose? You said KPFA proposal got no vetoes. How many people indicated that they would veto on the KPFT model?
None.
Okay.
There were no vetoes for either of those. Either of those, I think, would be acceptable. And okay. In the interest, the feeling was pretty strong, I thought, from both the committee and the lab, that in order to get on with it, they would all accept the KPFA. It was voted that each LSB would send four representatives to the PNB and that there would be three at-large seats available for representation of other entities, such as affiliates or experts. While we were mindful of the expense of meetings with large board, it was felt that much of the work... excuse me. It was felt that much of the work could be done by committees, and these need to be staffed by board members without putting an undue burden on each individual on the board. The terms we felt should be 3 years to allow for both continuity and the difficulty of takeover. The problems of the different terms of tenure could be handled by having PNB members whose term on the local board has expired serve ex officio on the local until their term on the national has expired. And that was our complete vote. Yes.
Clarification, is the KPFT model the same as the KPFA model without the diversity criteria?
It is. What we had decided, what we were calling it in that meeting exactly was the KPFA model without.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then Los Angeles.
Sorry, I have one question.
Okay, question.
You said that goodwill and hard work would eventually give us diversity?
Absolutely.
Did you say that?
Yes, and that it should be overseen by a national committee.
And whose goodwill? Are we counting on to do that?
We're talking about the goodwill of the board members and the local listening area.
Maybe you share a fair amount of prayers, maybe.
Actually, we've done a lot of work. There's a lot of will to get this accomplished.
Okay.
And Chair, if I could, this is David Furter from KPFK 90.7 in Southern California, not just Los Angeles. If we could refer to it as Southern California, we would not be smirching
okay,
all those others. Thank you.
Is oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't know what you were doing there.
Okay. I don't know if I'm at the right place or not. Our lab had a meeting on Sunday, December 1st. I'm Kwasi Nkrumah. I'm the vice chair of the lab in Los Angeles. I'm sitting in for Lydia Brazon, who was unable to make it to this meeting this weekend. the results of our lab meeting... The KPFK lab voted down the hybrid model, but elected not to take a vote on the KPFA model. There are probably a number of items that the lab disagrees with in the KPFA model. However, this is not a rejection of that model. We simply have not thoroughly reviewed the terms of it, although we did take a few straw votes on particular points that I can mention further on. To the degree that differences with the KPFA model can be accommodated or modified, and the same done with all the labs, it may be that we'll ultimately be able to support a modification of that model. We haven't yet begun the interlab process, so we'll have to wait and see what happens in the next month or so. Let's see. The vote result is considered a no on the hybrid model only at this point. Those who abstained did so because they would like to see something more enforceable on diversity. Other elements that we may consider is to apply the 50-50 diversity requirements to the candidate pool and or raising the diversity minimum percentage. No one expressed any desire to have lower than 50% diversity requirement. On the vote in favor of the hybrid, there were no votes in support of it. There were 7 votes opposed and 3 abstentions. Other straw votes taken, and if this is appropriate here, there was a one-third threshold in the KPFA model added in their second election. The board felt that it would be it would adversely affect candidates from communities of color. In favor of the one-third threshold in the KPFA model was 0, opposed 8, abstentions 2. Our lab, excuse me?
Just, what were you voting on there?
There was a threshold requirement for candidates who, as I understand it, would have been included as representatives on the local lab for diversity purposes, and we felt that that threshold was an obstruction. We didn't agree with that provision, particularly during this period where in many of the local areas, a great deal of work has to be done to open the doors to constituencies that have been relatively locked out of relationship to the station and its governing processes. Our lab agreed with the KPFA model on the numbers of 15 to 24 to sit on the local, on the LSBs as specified in the KPFA model, in favor of the 15 to 24 minimum, 10, opposed 0, abstentions 0. So it was a unanimous agreement with that, those numbers. There were other issues. We took straw polls on it. I don't know if is it relevant to discuss that here and now, or are we focusing only on the...
Yeah, let's not get into all the other details.
So, I think those are the basic issues.
Okay, thanks. And KPFA.
Well, the KPFA, this is Susan DeSilva, the chair of KPFA Lab. KPFA Lab met along with a number of community folks and had a lively discussion, and we passed 5 resolutions as follows. We unanimously rejected the hybrid model and all other models related to the unity constituency model. We endorsed the KPFA model that all local station boards should be elected by proportional representation, with one-third of the LSBs being elected by the station paid and unpaid non-management staff, and two-thirds being elected by the station listeners, subscribers, volunteers, and with the requirement that at least 50% of all LSB members be self-designated people of color, and at least half must be women. And on every one of the motions, the last 4 things that we passed, we added that we reserve the right to approve or disapprove the final bylaws for election of local station boards, and we reserve the after we receive the final proposed version of the full bylaws approved by the IPNB. So I won't read that every time. On this item, the second item about endorsing the KPFA model, the vote was 11 to 1, but the one person who voted against it was Willie, who has explained that he actually is very much for the KPFA model, but he thought that we should be voting it with the 1/4 staff instead of 1/3 because that's what the IPNB had said. So basically it was unanimous. Okay, number 3. The KPFA lab endorses the concept of the number of LSB members in each station area should be between 15 and 24. And number 4, the KPFA lab endorses having a minimum of 20 and a maximum of 23 directors on the Pacifica National Board of Directors, with 4 directors elected by each local station board from among the local station board members and up to 3 at-large directors permitted. We endorse the requirement that one of the 4 directors elected by each local station board must be a staff member, and we reject the restriction that on-air staff cannot serve on the PNB. We endorse the requirement that at least half of the PNB shall be people of color and at least half shall be women. We endorse the provision that at-large national board members can only be nominated by either a majority vote, 3 of the LSBs, or by any Pacifica affiliate station, or by any caucus of affiliated station representatives, and that a 3/5 vote of the station board elected directors are required to elect any at-large director. So we're making the bar for becoming an at-large director high. And actually, this may be what you all voted on before anyway. So we're agreeing with the action taken by this PNB before. And the fifth thing, that was also unanimous, by the way. We agreed with you unanimously on that. The fifth thing that we voted on, fifth and final, and I want to say editorially that we were the first lab to have our meeting, and so I assume this vote would come out the same now, but I'm not sure. The KPFA lab endorses permitting but not requiring the current labs to grandfather from among current lab members up to half the listener seats on the new station board for 1 year, but not the staff seats, at the discretion of the lab involved. And I believe the reason we supported that was to support WPFW's lab.
Okay. All right, this is...
I have a question.
Okay.
Usually when that concept is used about grandparenting is to guarantee or to ensure that there will be no takeover, you know, from outside forces.
Right, that's
so
right.
So that was not in consideration for you.
No, I think that is the consideration
at PFW.
You felt
that the danger was more present for WPFW.
Yes.
Okay, this is what I heard, and somebody should correct me if I'm wrong. I heard no support for the hybrid model. Right? I didn't hear any of these reports indicate any support for the hybrid model. Which lab supported it?
No, they
supported the constituency model. Right. No lab supported the hybrid model. One lab supported the constituency model, WBAI. One lab supported a totally new model that nobody else had seen yet, that Jabari had put together. Three other labs, KPFT, KPFK, and KPFA, supported someone should correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think there is support. Oh, let me say one other thing. It seems to me there was support in at least four of these labs for some system of diversity. KPFT wants to have diversity but didn't necessarily want a mandated mechanism for that. But BAI, KPFK, KPFA all indicate, by the way they voted, for a strong mechanism to ensure diversity. So everybody, it seems to me, or, you know, there is broad support among the labs and certainly on this interim board from votes that we've had for diversity mechanisms. The T, K, and A labs also all seem to be in support of, or at least there was not opposition to the model, the KPFA model, in terms of how elections have happened, that is the proportional representation part of this model, but that there are differences about how to ensure the diversity. Right? Am I getting it right so far? So based on this, also this interim board at our last meeting voted, I don't remember what the numbers were, but I thought that with 6-2, voted in support of the KPFA model. And then this board was split about whether or not it also had support for the hybrid model, which is how come they all went back to the labs. So based on that previous straw poll of this vote, of this body, and what I've heard in these reports, what we've all heard in these reports, and what I've just tried to summarize, it seems to me that what needs to happen is that these three labs, KPFT, KPFK, and KPFA, need to talk to each other to see if they can come up with some basic proposal for the elections, if they can reach some way to deal with the diversity issue, with how to integrate that into the election model, and then bring that back to us. Is that right? Is that, I mean, that is certainly a way to proceed. Obviously, the other two labs, PFW and BAI, should be seen, should see what comes out of that to see if they want to agree with it also. But so far, both BAI labs and PFW's lab have seems to have distanced themselves from the motion that KPFT, KPFK, and KPFK are moving in. That's my reading of where we're at. David, do you want to add something?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, it struck me that two of the main concerns expressed by all the labs, but notably by the WBAI and WPFW labs, were concerns that there need to perhaps be unique mechanisms to ensure achieving that diversity, perhaps short of the those proposed by the constituency or hybrid models. And I won't address the Zakia model because that's a whole other universe of situations. But some mechanisms you know, we could discuss that. If we're going to discuss that, great. If you're just going to toss it back to labs, then we'll leave it at that level. I have some ideas about that, but I don't want to take up time here if it's going to be something that has to be processed from the ground up.
Carol?
Well, at the last special meeting of this board, we did a straw poll, and we sent it back to the labs and got some interesting reports back. In order to pass and adopt bylaws about the manner of election of the local boards, three of the local boards have to agree. And unless three of the local boards have to agree, there's very little for us to discuss, in my view. I think if three of the local boards do agree on something, then it's a pretty compelling argument that the IPNB should accept it. But if we say, well, this is what we want, we can't force you to agree to it. So I like what you're saying is put it back in the laps of the labs, say, work it out and get back to us.
But then what?
George?
Then if it's a clear indication that all the K's want to go one way, and that's with proportional. Why not?
K's, everybody west of the Mississippi. Anyway. No, don't even go there.
No.
Not do that.
I didn't go there.
No.
I said all K's. So.
George, nobody said that.
Why not?
George, yes.
Yes. Why? You know, if we're going to now fashion an agreement amongst the K's as to what we can agree to, as to the KPFA, you know, how to tweak the KPFA model, one that we can all agree with, if why not let all five work on fashioning that? Why limit it to just those three? Because it's going to go there.
Oh, I see what you mean. Sure.
I mean, I think we should be more inclusive.
Let me suggest that if WBAI's lab and if WPFW's lab feel comfortable entering a discussion and participating in a discussion where the starting, here's what I want to avoid, rehashing everything that has been discussed and discussed and discussed for months now. So if they feel comfortable entering a process with the three other labs with that bottom line understanding of what I just said before, I don't think I can repeat it, then yes, that's fine. Otherwise, another way to go would be that those three labs, KPFK, T, and A, come up with a proposal and then share that with BAI and PFW. At some point, all five labs need to talk about it.
I mean, in spite of both the W's being incredibly inefficient in raising money, we still should include them.
Yeah. I don't want to exclude. I don't want to make any process that excludes any of the labs. I also think it is not in the best interest of this organization and this process to rediscuss everything over and over again. So again, that's why I want the sort of center of gravity for that discussion to be what has happened in KPFK K, T, and A's lab, and that PFW and BAI need to relate to that. That's the starting point, right? As opposed to everything is up for grabs again, because then we'll never get anywhere. We have to have some starting point in this next round of discussion. Yeah, Carol?
We don't need unanimity. We don't need unanimity. We would very much like to have it. I think that's the point that you're making, Leslie, is that there are three labs that look like they're pretty close. That's what we need, is three labs to agree. And if they do, then the problems, the issues resolve.
Okay. What this means, though, whether it's the three initially or all five initially, it needs to go back to the labs, right, for another round of discussion. Now, let me just say, because I don't really want to get a lot of email about this.
You would get an email. You have a choice.
But I got a bunch of emails, or at least some was seemed to be directed at me and some was directed at everybody on the board. How dare we send this to the labs for further discussion? That seemed, I was actually a little surprised by that, given that, especially given that on this issue, the labs have a vote and have to discuss it. So I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, that A, we are, because of the way we agreed to adopt bylaws, that is, the labs have to, at least three out of the five labs, and in the end, I hope it's all five of the five labs, have to agree on certain particular parts of this, of the bylaws. That's one reason why we're sending it back to the labs. The other is because this is a controversial and difficult issue, and we should have the most thorough process possible. Whatever we're mandated to do, we should have the most thorough process possible. So if that's the item you want to email me about, please don't. Other emails are certainly accepted. Now, we have to figure out a time frame for this, and we have to figure it out in the context of the overall time frame. Carol?
The three, at least three labs have to also agree as to the number and manner of election of this board, the national board.
Yes.
And some of the labs addressed it, some didn't. It's KPFT did and KPFA did, and they both agreed with what this board had said in our straw poll. But could you also get back to us on that? Because we really, I mean, that has to be resolved too, don't you think?
Yeah, what I think we need to do, what I think as the international board we should do, or somebody on this board should do this, is to put together all of the details that we need the labs to address, what the questions are, and, you know, where we are in the process on those. What the, if the interim board has taken some straw polls on certain issues, the labs should have that information. If we haven't, but there are recommendations on certain items. Anything related to the items that the labs will, at the end of the day, have to be voting on, they should have as much, you know, clarity about where the thinking is and what the remaining questions are. Can you, I'm sorry, can you?
Microphone.
Wait, let me just wait. I'm sorry, Stephen. I didn't call on you. I want to make sure that the board is clear on what we're trying to do here.
I just would like to add though, that I don't think that the consensus among the three labs should be mean that automatically that the board would agree. For example, if the three labs support the KPFA position, that is one third of the board being made of staff, I think there should be some kind of discussion, you know, than automatically that, you know, accepting the result of that, you know, that consensus.
I don't think we should or can get ahead of ourselves here in terms of how the interim board will vote on what it gets back from the labs, right? What I heard Carol saying is that at least for her, it would be a very compelling and weighty argument. But obviously we can't mandate now how this board will vote. Right, we're going to have to discuss what we see.
I'm sorry, I thought I heard you say that.
No. No. I'm sorry. He was just saying that he thought he had heard me saying that if three of the five labs vote on something, then basically we're just okaying it and it's not. No, if I said that, I certainly didn't mean to, if I was unclear. No, but in the end, at least two-thirds of the interim board are going to have to agree, and at least three out of five of the labs are going to have to agree on those parts of the bylaws that you know, have to do with the makeup or, you know, the election process, et cetera, et cetera.
The
parts that the labs have to agree on.
Actually, on that very issue, so the K's are in agreement basically on using the A model on elections. And on the other issues, where is their agreement that we have to come to a three-fifths agreement on? You mentioned it briefly, Carol.
How to elect the national board.
On the manner of elections.
At least three out of five labs have to agree on what the bylaws will say about the number of members of the local board and how they're elected, and the number of members of the national board and how they're elected. So if we're saying that in order to elect at-large directors to the national board, it would take majority vote of three lab members to nominate them and three-fifths vote of this board to elect them, that would be something that the labs would have to
agree. Of course, I understand that. My question to you is, what about the unanimity amongst the labs regarding these issues? Is there any unanimity? We know what it is for.
I don't think we have unanimity on anything.
Then what's the how have the positions fallen out?
Only two labs discussed it that I heard.
Okay.
KPFT discussed it and KPFK discussed it. They agreed. Sorry. With what our straw poll was, but the others haven't discussed it yet.
Well, the New York lab has not voted on it officially, but I would say that the overwhelming majority, based on discussion, support the board's position on that, meaning the national board being elected by the local boards.
Okay, again, I want to make sure that we put together, and I don't know if somebody wants to volunteer, Carol will volunteer, to put together a list of the particular questions and details that the labs need to address around the questions that the labs will have to vote on in the end. Teresa?
Yes, this is Teresa Allen from Spring, Texas. I do want to acknowledge the greater Houston area. At the risk of throwing a wrench in the works, I would like to acknowledge the concept of the non-election that Jabari has proposed, granted at the last minute, and I do recommend that people take the time to read it. I hope you won't be confused by it, but I thought it was an interesting concept, and I thought that actually, I mean, I also take the risk that people out there will say, well, if you don't want elections, you really don't want the listeners to be empowered, but actually I thought that his concept was very empowering to the listener sponsors. So I do recommend that people read it. I don't know what would happen from there, but it was thought-provoking.
Okay. Carol? Yeah, Carol?
I think there were some really intriguing ideas there, too, and I think many of us, as we've been through this process, have been concerned about how we're going to protect the mission, commitment to the mission of Pacifica. So it was really thought-provoking what Jabari put forward. I do want to say, however, that Pacifica Foundation is legally bound by our settlement agreement to hold lab elections, and that our subscribers will do the voting. Subscribers and staff will do the voting. So we need to comply with the court settlement agreement that this foundation signed last December.
Question: Could we not go to the judge and say, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, could we not say we decided that we don't need elections?
If you can get the California Attorney General to agree, and all of the plaintiffs in all of the lawsuits and all of the defendants, I think there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 people who signed that agreement, plus the Attorney General.
Okay. So
in specific, unanimity is very common.
This unanimity might be easier.
So, again, are we clear then about what we are? Well, we haven't figured out the timing of all this to put some deadlines on this. Are we clear about what we're going to do? The labs are going to look at the issues more closely, and in particular, KPFT, KPFK, and KPFA will address their disagreements or how they want to modify or improve on whatever the KPFA model in order to meet the diversity, to ensure diversity requirements are in the election process.
Well, it's not only diverse.
In terms of WBAI and WPFW, I think they have to consider if they want to enter that process with the three other stations, understanding that that's the starting point. And I think the three other stations, from the nodding of heads I saw, I hope anyway, would welcome them if there is that agreement that that's a common starting point.
Isn't it, Leslie, that we're asking the labs to come to an agreement on what they must come to an agreement on by majority, and that is manner and election of local labs and the national board.
Yes.
That's what that we're saying to them. Come to an agreement.
We're asking them to come to an agreement. Then it will come back to us, and it goes, through. Then we have to look at what they come up with. Also,
this is the final.
We want to discuss it for too.
This is the final run. This is it.
No, that's what I'm clarifying here. It's not the final product. That's it. They come. They hammer out the stuff. They hammer it out. Right. It comes back to us. We have another discussion. In the meantime, we also try and finish up the rest of the bylaws.
Okay.
Then we have a final set, a draft bylaws, that then the labs, I think, need to look at again. Right? And then they vote on that section that they are mandated to vote on. And that gets us to it. Also, somewhere in this process, a lawyer needs to look at it and make sure that, we're not boxing ourselves into something totally weird. Yeah.
Fearless leader, I'm on mic 7. Am I on? Dave Furtick from KPFK, Southern California. We're going to need to get an extension from the court.
I know, but let's wait on that.
Okay.
That's part of our timeline discussion.
Trying to broach the subject.
Okay. Right. I want to make sure that the lab chairs or the lab representatives here understand and agree with what we've just put out. Yes, I see Susan, Deb, Sam agreeing or having a question.
No, I just wanted to say that.
Come to the mic. We're broadcasting, and again, we want to make sure everybody hears what we're
saying. Sorry, we had tentatively agreed to meet the three stations, tentatively agreed to meet tonight and work out any differences that remain and get it back to you in the morning. So we'd like to move the agenda, so to speak.
You need to go to the lab.
Actually,
how do you do that?
This is Susan. I said that I wasn't comfortable doing that without the lab, but we can
yeah.
we can still meet
right.
and we can still
no.
see what we come up with between us.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just, folks. I'm sorry. I asked if the lab chairs or quasi the lab representatives at this meeting agree or have any questions. I did not ask for anybody to line up at the microphones. I did not ask for 1,000 hands to go up, right? I want to know. So,
yeah,
Susan, just clarify. I'm sorry, I missed what you said. I was distracted by somebody.
I was just saying that yes, the lab chairs and other lab members would like to meet and talk about this here, but obviously we can't make decisions without our labs. So.
Yeah,
right. Okay. Sam, did you want to raise something? Or?
Yeah, just Sam Husseini, chair of the WPFW lab. One thing that I would like, I need to just clarify something to take a step back. in terms of grandfathering in. There's been some information put out in terms of what the WPFW lab did or did not do on that. WPFW lab has not taken a position on that. And I just personally would like to see as standardized a process on that and everything else in any final bylaws. That I think we can take a lesson from McDonald's and sort of franchise, you know, seriously. I mean, so that we don't have to keep reinventing and fighting about everything at every local thing and just say, this is the way we should do it, standardized throughout the network, and that'll help facilitate things. I really hope that obviously legally, if the three labs agree, then that sets up the stage for a final agreement for this, but I really hope that the other, and putting aside how I voted on things personally, I would like to see the three labs that could potentially agree on this to really take a close look at the other proposals that have been put forward and to make sure that there aren't some, at least insights that have come out of those other proposals that they could find some way of incorporating into what they are finally hammering out. That would be my strong caveat.
Okay. Quasi, did you want to say something, and then Miguel?
I just wanted to support what my fellow lab rep from the Bay Area said.
I'm sorry, Quasi. Folks, maybe it's because I'm cold and tired and everything, but I'm trying to pay attention. I think we're all trying to pay attention. The blah, 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 blah in the room doesn't help any. So thank you. Quasi.
Thank you. Yes, that we do want to talk. If we can come up with something that seems reasonable, that we can take back to our labs, that seems appropriate. And maybe what we could do, I don't know. If it seems workable, maybe we could take a straw poll among the lab reps who are here on whatever we hammer out, if we do hammer something out, and take that back with us to share with folks from our labs for consideration.
Okay, and Miguel.
I know the similarity among the three lads from the three different areas, and I also will notice the big difference between the Washington area and New York area, which is we are like a different path. But in any event, I will suggest